Everything's running smoothly.
Yo, 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 yo! My name's Hartzell. This right here, this is your KC Morning Show. What's the word, y'all? How we doing? What a loaded question that was. Well, hey, usually we take Thursdays off, but usually we don't have an insurrection the day before. So to help us sort through, reconcile, reckon with, I guess just to help us figure some of this out, Mayor Quentin Lucas back on your KC Morning Show. We're going to talk about January 6th. January 6th, 2021, the congressional coup, attempted congressional coup. Doesn't make it less of a coup just because it failed, but I'm very much looking forward to you hearing what Mayor Q has to say. I think this was a very important conversation to have this morning. So back in your feeds tomorrow, big old show, that Friday show, Sean Edwards, Benny Heisler, Kitty, me, the whole gang is back. But right now, Mayor Quentin Lucas. My name's Hartzell. It's your KC Morning Show. Thank you, as always, sir, for being here. I wish we were doing this under better circumstances. We usually always have a good time, Mr. Mayor. But yeah, let's just dig in. January 6th, 2021. That's a day we're going to remember forever. You are both a mayor and an American. You're watching all these events unfold in real time. I mean, the insurrection will be televised. What is your reaction, your thoughts, as you're seeing all this take place in our nation's capital?
You know, it had to be one of the most surprising but least surprising things ever. And what I mean by that is we have all heard the rhetoric and the fanning of the flames for years now. Mexicans are rapists. You know, we need to build the wall. The cities are burning. Your Democrat run cities. They're trying to kill you. It's a threat to every, all of those things, fake news, stop the steal. What we saw was in some ways one of the least surprising things ever. If you pour kerosene over everything, then you know what? That match is going to be found. And that's exactly what happened yesterday. I am disappointed more than I was before, and I was disappointed before in our president. I'm almost ashamed to say he's our president because this looked like the thing of a tin pot dictator. I'm disappointed in my senator, Josh Hawley. I'm disappointed in Senator Roger Marshall of Kansas. A whole bunch of people that knew better. You know, when we're all growing up, right? You know, when you're really in trouble, when your mom's like, Yeah, your friend, you know, he ain't that smart, so he doesn't know better, but you do. And when I think of people like my Senator Josh Hawley, who knows the Constitution and decided to ignore it yesterday, when I think about the people that wanted to play along with this charade that ended up deadly, I have nothing but the greatest disappointment. And if I can ramble a minute longer, I know there are a lot of people who were out in the streets this summer who had concerns about very real issues, concerns about the fact that there are black individuals around our country who have gotten shot and shouldn't have, that there's a boy, Tamir Rice, who was killed years ago playing in a park, and the Justice Department just the other day said no charges will be filed. This is what people were in the streets about this summer, and they got tear gas, and they got mace, and they got beaten back, and they got bloodied in almost every major city in this country. And to see a bunch of protesters yesterday, almost exclusively white, except for one brother I saw in a picture somewhere, but who were able to basically walk into the United States Capitol building, what I formerly thought was one of the most secure institutions in our country. And I've been a whole lot of times. It was astonishing. It was disappointing. And I think it will be what we remember the Trump era for, to our detriment.
So, Mr. Mayor, I guess, what do we do? I mean, realistically, you know, I pulled out my pocket constitution. We're hearing a lot of chatter about the 25th Amendment, hearing a lot of chatter about impeachment. Again, but realistically, where do we go from here as we try to sort all this out, the surrealness of it all, the un-Americanness of it all?
You know, I think step one, we start on how we can protect our country. I agree with Congresswoman Sharice Davids of Northeast Kansas that this president is a threat to our country, even over the next 2 weeks. I think she's called either for impeachment or invocation of the 25th Amendment, which would allow the vice president to take over during the final few weeks of this administration. Nobody's trying to transfer power to the Democrats early, but we're trying to say this man has proven himself to be reckless. I think the next step we need to do is make sure we never, ever, ever tolerate this again. You know, a few years back, I unfollowed Donald Trump on Twitter because I think during the 2016 election, I laughed too. Too many of us did. Too many of us said, well, he is a dang fool, but it was humorous. Or, you know, they're being these fights and he's coming up with nicknames, Lion Ted and Little Marco and right, all that stuff. But it became sinister. It became heinous. And it has consumed this country in a way that we need to make sure we never let a leader ever get close to doing again. But I'm just, you know, the thing is, and I'm not the oldest man, but, you know, I remember the 2000 election, Bush-Gore was real close. And I remember I wanted Al Gore to win, right? I'm a Democrat. And I remember at the end of that election, Al Gore gives a concession. It's a decent one. We have a normal inauguration. I can't imagine what a 16-year-old today is thinking about all this. Whether you pick a fight, that you shout like it, like you talk that way. This is having a terrible effect on our country, and we should be ashamed of it.
I mean, we're pulling out stats now, Mr. Mayor, from, you know, from the War of 1812. You know, that is where we are now. Just like you, I'm a student of history, and I'm someone that, you know what, when I look at those old documents, I look and see what's that state that's after their name. Like, who was such and such of the great state of whatever? Senator Joss Hawley on the Missouri side, Senator Roger Marshall on the Kansas side, who signed on to sedition. How do you work with that? Like, how do you go across the aisle as a mayor, as an elected official? How do you restore the soul of somebody who ain't trying to be restored? I don't even know how you put an analogy to it. So I'm going to let you just answer the question, because it's so unbelievable that we're here.
It is unbelievable. You know, people talk about cancel culture. Donald Trump needs to be canceled. He needs to be canceled. He needs to be forgotten. We need to not amplify his messages. We need to just be done with all that he is expressing to the world now. This is not America. It is fundamentally anti-American. It's fundamentally tragic. And I think so that's what we do with him, with our senators who have taken these steps, and a number of the congresspeople around, at least Missouri and Kansas outstate. We need to deal with them too. We need to, and by the way, when I say deal with them, I'm not saying crazy Trump way. I say we need to let them know that we're disappointed in that which they had to say. We need to make sure that we share that this is important to us, that this is something that is distressing to us, and that we will never forget it. That's what I think is vital for us, because what we cannot do and what we cannot say is simply, oh, all right, well, you know, it was just a question. No, people were playing games with our democracy. People were trying to destabilize our republic, destabilize our trust in our republic. And it's the sort of thing that we absolutely should never forget.
As a mayor of a major city, just a mayor, as mayor of any city, everything you saw yesterday has to be what keeps you up at night. Like, are we ready for something like this here in town? God forbid something like this ever happens, not just here, but ever again in this country. Hopefully never again.
I think you saw the greatest challenge, which is someone leading this level of insurrection, someone who has the power, and instead of taking us away from the abyss, tried to drive us right into it. And that's Donald Trump. So I don't have that fear in Kansas City unless Donald Trump keeps having these rallies and keeps bringing these things together. And, you know, you were around here then. Remember 4 years ago when Donald Trump was having the rallies all around the country, and we had one here in Kansas City too, and there'd be all this violence and there'd be all of this drama, and, you know, the Trump folks try to say, oh, it's because of the anti-protesters. No, this is the type of division. This is the type of craziness that they wanted, and they got it, and we're the worst for it.
There's been a lot of think pieces post the events of yesterday, but I haven't seen this one yet. What do you say to not just the young people of this community, but just anyone right now who is looking at the screen on their phone and says, you know what, this is enough. It's our turn. It's my turn. Maybe it's time for me to get off the damn sidelines and go actively try to help make this place the best it can be. Go actively go change the world. And maybe not political as in please vote for me, but that person who wants to be a community organizer, who wants to help try to do some tangible good in his or her community. What do you say to them?
Organize. And don't forget, the real way that you address a lot of the officials here from Missouri and here from Kansas is organizing, making it a part of that next election, and making a change and a difference. That's what you do. And that's the only way we're going to change some of this. They cannot feel like they can get away with these sorts of things with impunity. We need to make sure people are held accountable at the ballot box. Look to Stacey Abrams in Georgia. It's going to take time. There are going to be defeats along the way. But yes, we can.
Mayor Quentin Lucas, go ahead and just reassure me on this one, Mr. Mayor. Is it a good day to be a Kansas Cityan? Still a good day.
It's always a good day to be a Kansas Cityan. We just need to make sure our voices are heard, so everybody knows that to be a Kansas Cityan is to believe in our democracy, is to believe in our future, and to believe in decency. That's what the people of Kansas City, that's what the people of Missouri are about, despite what some of our elected officials might have said yesterday in Washington. It's a great day to be one of us, and we'll keep making a difference.
Mayor Quentin Lucas, thank you, sir.
Thank you.